Hey guys, this is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. In today's video, I want to share with you another phenomenon I've discovered about men. And to be clear, I want you to know that every time I talk about a phenomenon, about something that we do wrong or we could do better, I'm talking about myself. I'm not just trying to shame other men and make them think that I do everything right, because I do a lot of things wrong and I have done a ton of things wrong, which is what brings me here to you today. Today's topic is, do you follow her roller coaster? We all have roller coasters that we're on. We have moods that go up and down and sideways and crazy and happy and joyous and pathetically sad and depressed. But the phenomenon is when you're in relationship with a woman and you're following her roller coaster, it's like you're in the car right behind her car in the roller coaster, and wherever she goes, you go. And it's a really destructive thing. Why? There's two reasons it's important that you know that this is something we need to work on. First of all, how do you feel when you feel like you're following her energy? How do you feel as a man when she's having a good day and you feel like you have permission to have a good day, or she's having a crappy day and now it's your job to find out why and to fix it? To follow her energy all around is one of the most just destructive things we could do to ourselves, because it totally takes away our ability to create our own happiness, our own sense of well-being, our own sense of strength and power. So if she is having a crappy day, maybe we can lead her out of that. But when we're in the following mode, kind of like a show dog, if you ever watch dogs at dog shows, they're always looking for approval. They're always looking up to see what their next move is, what their next step is. They're always looking for acceptance and an attaboy. And that's the feeling that we can give women when we are following their roller coaster. They don't want us to fix them. They don't need us to follow them and be sad just because they're sad. Quite the contrary. It feels like another burden to women when we're sad just because they're sad. They would like us to be a source of happiness, a source of strength. Maybe in the future when we're having a crappy day, they can do the same for us. So this is important because it makes you feel bad about yourself. It makes you feel bad when you're following her energy and you feel like that you don't have any control over your own emotions and your own happiness and your own well-being. And the second reason this is important is because it affects her greatly too. It affects her feelings of attractedness to you. It affects her feelings of connectedness and trust and emotional safety, that she can't have a crappy day without you having a crappy day. It's a feeling of unsafety, and it's very nervous. It gives a woman a lot of anxiety that she doesn't feel like she can have her emotions and not have you follow her. So how do we get past this? We talk a lot about this in men's work, in the 90-Day Masculine Confidence Intensive program that I do. And anytime you hear talk of confidence, confident masculinity, it gets down to understanding why you are following her. Sometimes we follow women because we don't have our own agenda. We don't know how we should feel. We don't know what we should think. And we don't know why we should be happy and feel powerful in our own skin, even when she's having a bad day. This men's work is all about understanding that good relationships start with self-reliance, knowing that you have the power to control your own emotions, you have the power to feel confident and get clarity on a sense of purpose and passion for your own life and what you mean to the world. And it's that guy who has the most control over himself and the most control over his relationship, not over her, but over the environment in which the two of you are relating. So the message for today is, if you ever find yourself feeling like you're the tail on a dog being wagged, or you're in the backseat of a roller coaster following her around, just stop and think to yourself, what roller coaster would I rather be on? What does my roller coaster look like? If I was the one leading the energy in this relationship and I wanted it to be positive and optimistic and loving and fun, what would I be? Can I create my own roller coaster and invite her to get in the car behind me and follow me? That's all I have for you today. I hope that was helpful. Take care. Have a great day. Bye-bye.